Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coop, I suggest you play hard to get. Do you know what I mean?
I think I'm always hard to get. I think it's the Asperger's.
Yeah, like, what would it look like for you to be like, hey, ladies? Or would it be like Electric Church, right? You're like, dudes, listen up. You can buy me all the drinks you want, right?
Overall, it's just hanging out for a little bit, and then something happens, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's about it. I'm very romantic when it comes to that kind of stuff.
That's you just hot. End up being the first one in, the last one to leave, baby. And then around 2 a.m., 3 a.m. when the lights come up, there Coop is.
All you got to do is put in the time. You just wear them down over time. Eventually it works.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds a little rapey, huh?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. But that's okay. We are a crime show. This is Jesse Wiseman's Crime Corner. Yeah.
Authorities are desperately searching for a killer accused of going on a rampage.
The search for a possible serial killer.
An urgent manhunt for a man authorities believe is behind a triple killing spree.
Police here speculating that a possible serial killer may have struck again.
I told her to get out of the car, and that's when she became afraid, and then I shot her.
Crime juice. We had a little bit. I usually like to ease into the show, but we took a little bit to get ready. So mom has had some tequila and wine, but no speedball. No mama speedball. That is only for the daytime, guys. Come on.
What is it again?
It's only for the daytime when I have to hang out with my kids. Calm down. Do you know what I mean? I told you, I did get so many messages. They were just like, ugh.
What's the trio again? It's a trio, right?
It's a little bit of Vicodin, a little bit of Adderall, and just a
little nibble of Xanax. Yeah. There you
just
go.
Right?
I mean,
Little nibble.
I'd pay money
as
for
needed,
that right now.
Right? As needed.
Yeah,
to taste.
Responsible.
To taste, right? Yeah. If you're getting too up, getting too down, right?
Xanax to taste. Wow.
You just kind of
professional.
Ride that wave all day long, right?
You're
straight into bath time.
I've never done Xanax before.
You haven't?
No.
Really?
Well, you are very calm personality, can we say?
Yeah.
So like Slow Bear would go to a no bear.
Dead
bear. You know
bear.
What I mean? It wouldn't even move.
That sounds nice.
I think it's more for people that are a little more high strung, worry a lot, right? You seem to not give a shit about anything.
True.
So You're
Facts.
Good. I don't think you need it. Like, you can go to sleep with drinking some whiskey.
Isn't it fun?
No, it's not really. No, it's not fun.
Xanax isn't fun?
Not by itself.
No,
I don't. Like, why would I do it by itself? I don't even do Vicodin
by itself.
Well,
you don't.
You do it with vodka.
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, you mix it with a little bit of something else. I mean, taking Xanax by itself is like taking Ambien. Not Ambien, because you don't get the
fun, like eating in the middle of the night and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't take
on the Xanax.
Yeah, I don't think Xanax is a fun thing by itself. Yeah. So you gotta. It's a good like mixer regulator. But anyway, point being, here we are.
Speaking of Xanax.
What?
I don't know the show.
I was throwing it out there. You don't know the show.
Probably say that before most episodes.
We'll do a little teaser. This was actually a case that I did on Crime Corner when it was just RPR, and I would do weird stories, just a quick snippet. And it was back in like Old Torf days. It was a local case to Austin involving big, well-known people in town, rich, well-known people in town.
One of the biggest families in
Austin. One of the biggest families in town. And then some allegations against them conspiring some...
Is it the Rainy Street Ripper guy? No.
No.
Is it the bicycle guy?
No.
The cyclists? No. Okay. Never mind. Just trying to guess already. I'm trying to guess who dies.
Joel, you know it's not the Rainy Street Ripper because I'm sitting right here.
Buddy. So it was a small case that I did on RPR.
Okay.
Just an article. I used to read just funny articles, whatever, about a parrot testifying in court.
Do they die?
Yeah. Parrot didn't die.
Just getting that out now.
Parrots don't die, apparently.
Dude, they live like
80
years.
Apparently they live way too long.
Yeah, do not get anybody a parrot. I wouldn't get a parrot as a...
No. Get an enemy a parrot. Do you know what I mean? Someone you hate.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're going to spill all your secrets, too.
So... This case is, it started out, like I said, of a small, what the hell is going on with this family? What weird stuff are they into? And has turned into, now that all the facts have come out, turned into the craziest winding road that I did not think was what it was when I first did the Crime Corner. So it's a fun one. It's one where you got to keep up.
Okay. I'll try.
Or don't. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have had a long day with my husband. Godspeed.
Oof.
Godspeed. And
he's
so
huge, by the way.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, big guy.
Big guy. Tall. You sit next to him on the plane. How many times did he say, "Oh, these fucking seats"? It's like, right? Yep. And just keep getting smaller and smaller. Getting their money.
Is this first class or economy?
Yeah. I thought I paid for first class. Yeah. So you've had a long day.
Yeah.
Also to say you've had a long day with Ross Patterson. So chime in if you want. If you don't get something, think maybe first, is it me? Is it the Hennessy from last night? Is it Ross?
Is it the tequila from today?
Yeah, do I ask the question? So maybe keep it to, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a rough. It's going to be
imagine that you're watching a new Mission Impossible movie. And you don't want to ask whoever you're watching it with, like, oh, what? Who's that person? What happens next?
Yeah.
It's all going to come together at the end.
Okay.
Have you seen the newest one?
Yeah, it sucked.
Whatever.
It's the worst one. besides two. Two is really bad. Three is still my favorite.
What's to not like?
Two had by far the best soundtrack.
What's to not like about Tom Cruise...
I didn't say it.
On a motorcycle.
Did I?
Going off a cliff, landing on a train.
Did it look fake?
Fighting on
the
train. I think it wasn't fake.
It wasn't fake. That's why I was pissed. Like, he did it for real,
and then they
still
like green
CGI
screen.
Over
yeah, yeah.
That it looks fake.
No, that's true. I would think that he would be pissed about that, too.
Yeah, like the train stuff. They did the train shit for real, but when you watch it, there's so much like
fake
CGI debris and explosions all around it that you're like, this looks fucking fake. Why'd you do it for real?
Yeah.
That's my complaint. Otherwise, I liked it.
Again, I'm sure Tom Cruise must feel the same way. Where he's like, dude, I broke my foot. I'm fucking 80 years old, killing myself out here. I could have just done it in front of a green screen. I'm sure he yelled at somebody.
Hell yeah, he did.
We've got that one thing on tape where he's yelling, and I go, that's him. That's him all the time, but nobody records it.
I'm okay with that.
I know.
I liked what he was yelling about.
He's the greatest action star out there right now.
Yeah.
He's the only one.
But anyways, it's going to be a little bit like that. It is a winding, confusing road, so...
It's going to be like a Mission Impossible movie?
Kind of, dude.
Sweet.
Dude.
Kind of. It's the kind of stuff that you go, like, that doesn't happen in real life. But I guess it does. I guess it does.
I had no idea that you had covered this on Crime Corner on RPR
again,
before.
Just the beginning headline of these guys being in a little bit of trouble and being rich. It wasn't at all what was behind it.
Yeah,
like, I was just reading it as this funny, like, look at these dipshits. You know what I mean?
It gets a whole lot better.
So good. Okay. So, today we are doing the case of Bill Lanway and Holly Williams.
Sick.
So sick, dude. On March 3rd, 2020, Nashville police received a 911 call from a construction worker who had stumbled across the scene of a car accident. A white Acura had swerved off the road and struck a tree. On board were the bodies of 33-year-old Holly Williams and 36-year-old Bill Lanway. Both occupants were dead. You have the 911 call?
Mm-hmm.
Can we play that?
What is the address of your emergency?
Somebody rolled off the road and hit a tree.
Are you with the vehicle?
Yeah, there's two people there.
Okay.
They're pinned really bad, that's what I'm saying.
Metro Nashville 911, what is the address of your emergency?
That's it.
That was just the...
That's the
that was the beginning of the call.
Yeah.
So that was a construction worker that had just showed up for work in the morning.
And saw this car.
Yeah, a car crashed against a tree just down an embankment right next to the construction site that they were working on.
He said the occupants seemed to be dead, really pinned, like can't even get them out at all.
Yeah.
It's bad. So when police arrive on the scene, they were shocked to discover that Bill and Holly hadn't been killed by the crash. They had been killed by multiple gunshot wounds. Bill had been dumped head down in the driver's seat with his feet in the air. Holly's body was likewise stuffed in the back seat.
Oh, fuck.
Due to the couple's track record, friends, family, and the police assumed this was a classic, like, murder-suicide. They were fighting in the car. He was, you know, driving her around, as you do. Just a scary little, what do you think, bitch? You know what I mean? Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And just to keep it fun and flirty, you know, you need a little toxic fight every once in a while. And it went too far. So friends and police, like when they...
And she's dead in the trunk?
No, she's in the back seat. He's like in the front. So it's like basically with the crash, it looks like, you know, the bodies kind of flew different places in the car. But they were shot. So they were every friend was like murder-suicide. They had domestic, you know,
they
a toxic relationship where their friends were like, that's what it is. And police at first... kind of were going that way. But the ensuing investigation uncovered a shocking conspiracy, the likes of which are normally only seen in movies. Like Mission Impossible, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or like Con Air, or
like crazy. Or yeah.
Well, I mean, we...
Same year, by the way. Do you know
year.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are we going to get into this again?
No, we won't do it again.
You want to talk about 97? You want to talk about 97? Because I'll talk about 97 all goddamn day.
We're just playing the hits for our friends that are here. But we will not go through again because, again, you will not believe us even if we show you all the evidence. Con Air.
What evidence?
Face Off.
You are going into
what
it.
What evidence?
Same year. But we can't.
There's
I know
so much other cool shit
evidence,
that happened.
Again, after the fucking show, we are going to
talk. Can't do it.
Why do we have to do this every week? All right.
Princess Diana died in 97.
Now, see, that I know. I remember it happening.
All the hits.
All the hits happened.
All the best hits in 97.
Speaking of car crashes.
Born on January 14th, 1987, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Holly Williams had a troubled upbringing. As a child, her parents divorced and her dad left the picture, leaving her in the care of her less-than-stable mother. Her chaotic relationship with her mother resulted in her getting the fuck out of Dodge as soon as she possibly could. And once she was old enough to strike out on her own, Holly moved to Nashville, where she became an esthetician, which we learned last week is makeup and
skincare. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Jesus Christ, I still don't get it. But everything falls under cosmetology?
Yes.
Even cutting hair.
Especially cutting hair, yeah.
How is it especially cutting hair, though? That still doesn't make any sense.
And then a little bit of...
That's like movies being under filmmaker.
A little bit of astronomy,
that makes sense, though.
A little bit of, like, you study the stars and, like, space and stuff and hair and nails.
Well, to me, that would be like saying, oh, you're an astronomer, so you know all the zodiac signs.
Another thing we can't do again.
Okay,
but I will do after the show. We can go through Con Air. We can go through Face Off, cosmetology.
I appreciate you guys doing this with me every single week.
Yep. Yep.
Bill Lanway was an astoundingly unlucky guy. Born on March 17th, 1983, he was subjected to a childhood even worse than Holly's. When he was just a child, his parents got into a heated argument that led to his father taking the entire family hostage and having a multi-hour standoff with the police. This resulted in his father getting a short stint in the loony bin, and a very, very short stint in the loony bin.
Yes. Like,
from what it sounds like, it was like a 51-50 hold.
Yeah, where it was like, you know, 72 hours. And then they were like, all right, you're good, right? Promise not to do it again.
Did the 5150s go up to 72? Because they only held me for 48.
You must have been. They do a scale of crazy, and I think you were probably...
right on the line.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Thank God for that.
Yeah, yeah. It just wasn't gonna do anything for him, you know what I mean?
It was all performative.
Yeah. I was like, oh, don't worry, we got him.
He's crazy, but he's harmless. Yeah. Let him out.
Don't worry, he won't hurt you again. A mere 2 days later, authorities released Papa Lanway back into the streets, allowing him to pick up the argument right where he left off. While Bill, his mother, and an unlucky babysitter prepared for Thanksgiving dinner, Daddy showed up for an unexpected visit, still in a rage from the previous argument. His father walked into the house and stabbed Bill's mother to death.
Damn.
Right in front of him. It's damn is right.
I tried to lighten that up as much as fucking possible, but holy shit, on Thanksgiving Day, your
the
dad walks into the house and stabbed your mom to death?
Weird about it is that you still have, and maybe more, but you still... You know what I mean? Even after being, like, arrested, you're, you know what I mean?
I think there's a handful of things that are a little bit more weird about the situation.
For sure, but, like, to still be, like...
Time to calm down and just still go right there and kill her.
Just to not even, like, take a break in, like, the exact fight you were having and go right back to... Not funny. It's not funny.
No,
we don't do that here.
It's not. You were telling me before the show that that's how it all played out. That he just walked into the house and went
grabbed
to
a kitchen knife
Jesus
from
Christ,
the drawer
that's...
and just basically like not talking. And again, probably pissed.
Couldn't wait to do it.
Pissed
apparently.
That he was, you know, arrested. So years later, when Bill was a young adult, he married a woman named Dana K. Jones on January 30th, 2006. Dirtbag Crew. Dirtbag Crew assembled.
That's when we met.
Bill and Dana welcomed a daughter named Madison into the world. Sadly, aww. Yeah.
Oh.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't aww. Get happy yet.
No, we'll let you do that. Yeah. They were living such. They were actually doing really well because Bill, after his dad did that, he thankfully had an aunt and uncle that took him in and raised him very well, despite what he'd gone through, but took him in and loved him and raised him. So he was working, I think at this point, as a mechanic, right?
I think he started around this time, yeah.
But they were really, really young. But, you know, they were fine. They were making it work and they were having a nice little family. But, you know, there would be no happy ending for Bill and his family.
Yeah, but what, Jesse?
But what?
Madison was diagnosed with cancer and ultimately passed away on September 21st, 2011. Bill began drowning his sorrows in rivers of booze, blam.
How old was she when she died? She was like a baby.
Born in 2006, died in 2011, under 5 years old.
Damn.
Yeah. She was Lucky. Having like flu-like symptoms for, I think 2 weeks. And
I
then
found
it
the
was
obituaries
just...
for her. And even like the fundraising campaign that they went through to to help her out. She was such a cute kid.
I know.
Like, it was a rough situation for him.
Don't worry. It'll get fun.
I'm happy for her. She got out of this place early.
Joel, not Christ, the Joel. Not the take. Not the side of history that you want to be on. But so he began to, like I said, drown his sorrows in rivers of booze, and his marriage to Dana ended not long after. She said she packed up a box of their daughter's things, and she just said, this isn't going to work.
Yeah. All right, well, back to the fun stuff. As a couple of hard-parting social butterflies, Holly and Bill were destined to run into each other at some point. And from what I could gather, like, both of them were well-known in the like, social scene in downtown Nashville.
Yes.
So Bill was known as in the Nashville social scene as a friendly and outgoing booze hound, and Holly was a party girl that all the boys chased after.
Oh.
The two of them met in 2018 and pretty much immediately began getting into frequent visits from the police due to their constant and sometimes violent fights.
This sounds like you and me.
They were a match made in heaven.
I sent you a folder. There's a picture of them together in their boozy fun days. So they were like, Bill in particular was a regular pretty much at every Cheers-like bar in downtown Nashville, but not in a bad way. He was always fun. He was like a fun, good time most of the time.
It seemed like everybody had good things to say about him. Between the two of them, though, I feel like Holly was kind of dating down a little bit.
But in the social scene, no. Because like he was like the fucking dude, if that's what you're aspiring to be the dude at, he was that guy. And if you're partying, everyone's like, dude...
There they are.
Look at that.
Oh, cute. Look at that cute pixelated couple right there.
They're cute. Her friend said to...
They're handsome fellas.
Her friend said to, with her, like, when they would go out, it would be like guys just were fighting to, like, light her cigarette.
It's crazy that came up so often.
Fucking loved her. Yeah. And again, this is all among... honor among thieves, right? The biggest king... King loser of the losers, right? But if that's what you're doing all the time, like, listen, us at the sewer,
we walk in, dude, and they fucking know us.
This part of the relationship made a lot of sense to me.
Yes.
Like that they would end up like, running into each other.
Yes. So carry on.
Throughout the course of their on-again, off-again relationship, Bill would fairly regularly get drunk and angry at Holly. This resulted in multiple instances of him giving her the old Floyd Mayweather treatment.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was kind of...
I don't know. I mean, it got rough.
I mean, maybe he just couldn't read to her.
Yeah.
Despite the many beatings, Holly always found her way back to Bill, and the whole cycle started over again. Only a month before the two of them were found murdered, Bill had been in jail for physically assaulting Holly. And I think it was actually like 2 weeks before or a week before.
Yeah. It was coming to a head. That's what I mean when everyone was like, yeah, he did it. Like they were leading up to that point. So everyone that knew them was like, yeah, that sounds about right. Eventually, Holly began seeing a pattern in the way Bill treated her. They would get together, have a few laughs, then Bill would get pissed about something and treat her like a punching bag. For her own safety, Holly installed security cameras around her apartment, inside and at the front door.
So was it just me, or maybe I'm getting a little bit too old at this point, but if it's an on-again, off-again relationship, that's one of those relationships that should just be off. Like, if you're coming apart and, like, growing apart and coming back together on a repeated basis.
It's not growing apart, though. It is explosive fight and making up.
Now,
tell me you can't relate to that,
motherfucker. I am definitely not saying that it's not fun, but if you're going through that situation over and over and over again, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, obviously.
Right.
But at least one person, if not both, in that situation is either not ready for a relationship or just flat out not dateable.
Yeah.
Like no long-term
And I think it's something like
for sure.
I don't know. My mom was married several times.
Yeah.
Several times, like the several part of that being the key word, I would imagine. Yeah.
She died young, happily married.
See, I'm okay with that.
Fun and flirty, bud. Fun and flirty. Keep it light. So, God, it's every time we're trying to have fun, he's like, my dead mom. It's like, fuck,
I think that a relationship that's crazy can be good as long as you're growing from it as you go. Like, my parents used to fight and break up and get back together all the time until they learned all their lessons, and now they don't do that anymore. And they're still together since high school.
I'm not sure I would call that the norm, though.
Like, I do it.
Like,
I don't like boring. And if I'm the one that has to spice it up by making you jealous or doing some fucking fucked up shit so we can have a big fight, I'm going to do it.
Definitely going to get boring. Okay, so somebody's going to find their round peg for the round hole eventually.
There's a top for every pot. So
nailed it.
So I found my pot. I'm definitely the top. But I think it takes something like 7 times before of like leaving before you get out. So like with domestic violence and stuff like that, usually takes about 7 times of actually trying to leave before you actually are able to do it.
That part of
it. And
I
they
understand.
Were about on that time, to be honest.
Yeah, that part I can wrap my head around. Thinking that it's a good thing or encouraging it, maybe not the best. I'd rather encourage people to drink.
Yeah, yeah. Not encouraging it.
Well, not encourage, but...
just understanding it. Yeah. So she installed security cameras inside her apartment and on the outside. On at least one occasion, these security cameras caught Bill snooping around her home while she wasn't there. I think this was the last time that they broke up. And this was like pretty... this was all happening around 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks before they were found dead. So Bill was snooping around her home while she wasn't there. Even after changing the locks, Bill continued to find ways to get in and wail on Holly. It was footage from these security cameras that ultimately led investigators to the person responsible for Holly and Bill's murder.
So one of the many things Holly and Bill fought over was Holly's choice of work. He didn't have an issue with her being an esthetician, since that didn't involve her fucking other men.
Or hair.
Or hair, goddamn. That is going to be nails, rubbed in my face for else. So goddamn long. I
but
still
under the umbrella.
I still
yeah.
don't understand what the umbrella covers at this point. That's more confusing than, like, physics to me. It was her decision to moonlight as a prostitute named Layla Love that rubbed Bill the wrong way.
Layla!
You got me on my knees, except I think Layla was one on her knees.
Nice.
That involved her fucking a lot of other men, which Bill wasn't too keen on. The following is an excerpt from Holly's profile on a website that specialized in escorts.
Oh.
I'd like to begin by thanking you for your time and consideration. Your interest in me exemplifies that you enjoy the finer things in life, and I won't settle for anything less. It seems as if we already have that in common. I'm much like a chameleon. I'm able to adapt to different social settings, whether it's a romantic night in, a night dancing around town, or a formal occasion. You can rest assured I will exude nothing but refinement, grace, and class.
Nailed it.
Hey, listen, that would work.
That sounds nice.
That would work. She, by the way, started but when she was 19, right?
Started, yeah, very
so
early
she's
on.
She's been doing
and she was
this.
Open about it the whole time, which yeah. I can respect that.
Escorting?
Like she,
yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't hiding it from anybody. She was very open about it and making really, really good money from
was
what
she
I
banging
can tell.
Too?
I mean,
of course.
In the right situation.
Probably, but she right was money. Actually like very good looking and fun. So if somebody wanted someone to go, you know, to an event with them, yacht, whatever, which she did, she would be a good companion for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, a good person to, like a good date to bring along to make you look good.
Yeah.
Shoulder and candy.
Yeah, exactly. She'd play the part. And
she'd
the pictures
know when
on
to
her,
step back and not be like caressing your hand or whatever during.
Yeah, not like holding your hands way too much in public and stuff.
Yeah, like
not
during
being
a
too
business
overbearing
meeting
or
something.
Too needy. Yeah. Or, yeah, you know, you could take her to events like that.
They would. She would take the cues.
Yeah. Which that's worth all the money in the world.
Kayla Love. I mean, Layla Love. Yes, yes, yes.
Layla.
Holly's second job wasn't a secret amongst her friends or even from Bill himself. She had been given HJs, BJs, and half and halves for money since she was 19 years old.
Half and halves?
What's a half and half?
Yeah. Half and half is you start
hand
off with
and
a
mouth?
You start off with a BJ and then you go to full blown penetration.
Oh, okay.
God, have you guys?
How half do you know? Why half. Do you know that?
How do you guys not? Anyway,
this doesn't track.
Well, it did occasionally cut. Well, okay. A half and half because you either you
sounds like just a
you either get one or the other or
well you can generally. You pay for the beach, or you pay for the sex, or you can get half and half. You split it down the middle.
Beautiful. Thank
While it did occasionally cause fights, it wasn't what Bill considered to be a deal breaker, surprisingly. The parts where things got all fucked up was when Bill tried to cash in on an opportunity presented by Holly's hobby of fucking for money.
Holly's hobby. Nice. While the police were investigating the double homicide, they pulled the records for Holly and Bill's phones. Interestingly, both of them had an unusual number of recent calls from the same number. Not just any number, though. It was a voice over internet protocol number. Or a...
VOIP.
Oh, you just say it out. VOIP for short. These are phone numbers you can sign up for online that don't connect to an actual cell phone or landline account. This particular number was connected to an email address, jimmygreen34@gmail.com. Sounds totally legit, like a real person, right?
Drug dealer.
Jimmy Green.
Well, that's what those are usually used for, but apparently not in this case.
But usually you could find the email that they had to sign up for the phone with, but this is a rabbit hole in itself.
Yeah, and in this case, they found the email. They had to trace it back to an IP address eventually.
Jimmy Green.
Jimmy Green 34, obviously.
Yeah, dude. Two for one.
Oh, and this guy was for sure a nerd. Police traced the email address, which led them to a website called Pinger, which offers VOIP accounts. And I actually have
Pinger.
Pinger,
P-I-N-G-E-R.
Oh, Pinger. I have an account through
the website.
I've got a secondary number through Sideline that I use for my other side gig that I don't want to talk about back in Bernie.
Okay.
By the way, Sideline sucks. Horrible service.
Right.
The accounts associated with the Gmail address were registered to a user with the screen name Agent 47. And do you recognize that?
Wait, what is that?
Agent 47?
I forget.
Oh, he called it.
He just said, Ross 2.0 just said, it's from Hitman.
Yep.
Oh, duh.
For those of you that aren't versed in video games, this is the alias of the lead character from a series called Hitman.
Yeah.
A great series.
Kind of sucks.
Why would you point the video game series was good. It's okay. Aggressively to yourself with that?
It is so fucking obvious that it's retarded.
Right?
Yeah, it is so dumb that he chose that alias.
If Jimmy Green didn't throw you off, maybe Agent 47 will.
Yeah, well, that's throwing me off the track. Maybe he's just a Timothy Olyphant fan. It would appear that the police were dealing with a massive fucking nerd. I put that in there for you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Investigators traced the IP used to sign up for the Pinger account and finally discovered the identity of the real Jimmy Green 34. His real name was Adam Carey, a former Marine from North Carolina who had previously served with the Marine Corps Special Operations Group. So he actually had a little bit of clout to back that up. He's at least
We're getting a little Mission Impossible here.
Yeah.
Right?
So this wasn't some armchair general pretending to be a former member of the Special Forces. This guy was the real deal, and he was also a real fucking asshole.
Okay.
Carey had already had a few encounters with the wrong end of the law. He had previously been arrested for impersonating a police officer, as well as being caught with a collection of pipe bombs, flashbangs, and homemade suppressors along with his large collection. Like, it's real.
That's real. Yeah.
Large collection of firearms. Despite this, his legal troubles, he was still able to get a job working at a private security firm. By the way, they probably want that.
Adam Carey probably looked good on the resume.
Yeah, Adam Carey was one of the men caught on Holly's security cameras outside of her apartment not long before the murder. So I sent you a picture of that too, where they are trying to conceal their faces. You could just, I mean, plain as day, but these two guys. Isn't Adam carried the nose? The schnoz?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this guy concealed his
hair. It does look like
hair,
a man, kind of.
But we still, and I'm not going to say how we recognized him because I don't want to get you started, but gosh, it's hard to hide, right? It's hard to be like, oh, that's not me, right? The other guy behind him.
He's got a good 401k.
Yeah, he's holding his hat. And then the other guy was someone else that they caught. And these were days before.
Is that a cigarette in his ear? Is he smoking?
No,
it's an ear. Never mind.
It's an AirPod.
It's an AirPod. So police now knew that Adam Carey was somehow connected with the murders, but they weren't sure how he was connected to Bill and Holly. The connection was revealed when investigators began looking into his career. Carey had been hired by a man named Brian Brockway.
I hate the way he spells his name.
I know.
B-R-Y-O-N. Fucking
it's
nerd.
Like a G off. Jeff. A 46-year-old owner of a security company in Austin. That was Gal.
No, both were registered in Austin.
Registered in Austin, okay. Yeah. Owner of a security company in Austin, Texas, called Inc. Force LLC. Like Adam Carey, Brian Brockway was a former Marine who had previously served in Force Recon. Brian was the second unknown person caught on Holly's security camera. So,
the hell?
In that picture, the second guy that it showed was...
And they were...
He was the one with the beard.
Yeah.
Was Brian Brockway.
But they were like former intelligence. Like, these are not just like...
I think Brian Brockway did more high-level, like, private
stuff?
Contracts, contract stuff. I don't think that Adam Carey did
that. Carey did. Okay. But these are like...
Brian Brockway was... He's... Like, I would be surprised if Holloway didn't know him.
Right. Like, these are the... They're probably still friends. but... like, these are really high-level people that have security companies, but, like, in their previous life and their training. And some of them still... I think Adam or someone was still working and enlisted, right? Or were they all...
No, they were both...
retired.
Yeah, they were both retired.
But anyway, but, so...
Yeah, these guys
like
have...
Agent 47, you know they're fucking serious.
No, absolutely. Just like Marine Sniper.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, don't go off like a Jimmy Green 34, Agent 47. Like, they're actually... Like,
military trained?
Yeah, that is something that sets us apart, is that these guys were legit.
Yes.
Like, they had spent their time in the field.
We
they
have
had
these guys, Austin, Texas, North Carolina, Nashville. Like, how is this connecting?
Yeah.
And why? Go ahead, Coop.
So at this point, the police were dying to know how a drunk mechanic and a prostitute got mixed up with a group of highly trained mercenaries.
Seriously, though.
I think we're all really fucking curious
wondering.
About that.
Yeah.
As the investigation wore on, the situation only got more confusing. The next person they linked to the case was a 47-year-old man named Galad Paled, also from Austin. But Galad was a former member of the Israeli Defense Force and the fucking Mossad.
Yeah.
And the Mossad is like a very, very serious special forces unit, like intelligence unit. And they carry out a lot of assassinations, a lot of shady stuff. They're one of the most hardcore special forces branches in the world.
Yes.
So an Israeli showing up kind of made things serious.
Yeah. And then that, too, is like to Austin, North Carolina. Yeah. So we're not even in the same state.
Yeah, neither Bill nor Holly, neither one of them had any connection to
They're from Tennessee,
major.
They stayed there, that's their, whatever.
It's an esthetician slash prostitute with a drunk mechanic. There's no way they should be connected with these guys.
Yes.
Interesting.
So police eventually began piecing things together. Brian Brockway and Adam Carey had been sent to Nashville to run surveillance on Bill and Holly, and the mercenaries would send their reports back to Galad, who ran a company called Spear Tip Security.
Great name, by the way.
It's so fucking on the nose.
Love a Spear Tip Security, though.
I mean, it's better than Ink Force.
I know.
Because you know that he chose Ink Force. Just, I got ink, so I'm going to call it Ink Force.
Yeah, but that was Jimmy Green, right?
No, that was Brockway.
Yeah.
Brockway, I definitely wouldn't talk shit to his face. He looked scary as fuck.
Yeah, for sure.
He had those crazy eyes.
Like a doll's eyes.
Black, lifeless eyes. Then the police followed the money to the mastermind behind the apparent murder-for-hire plot. And this is where it gets real deep. So we got a link to a video.
Yes.
Okay, which one?
So wait, this is so when police followed the money of the mastermind behind the apparent murder-for-hire plot.
Second video link.
We saved our absolute...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For last, you hurry to Charles Vaughn Toyota and get our best savings on our best selection of barely driven Toyotas.
Like certified pre-owned Corollas, starting at just $10,900. Buy certified pre-owned Camrys, just $14,900. That's right, $14,900. Or 2013 Camrys, now just $15,900.
So hurry to Charles Vaughn Toyota.
8400 Research Boulevard. If you shop us, you'll save.
We guarantee it.
The hell was that?
That was Charles Mond.
Charles Mond. Big name in Austin. Everybody knows them.
Really?
I mean, we've been living here for a few years now. We've ran into the Monds before. They run pretty much every racket in the city.
Okay.
Yeah. I think even Ross used the one headline that I did from the case when he was trying to get... He just didn't want to do the fucking paperwork, right? He was like, dude, I fucking gave you the money. Let's fucking do it.
Just give me the car.
Aren't you the fucking people that...
Aren't you the guy?
Aren't you the guy? I think I heard something about you, and they were like, ah, oh, sir. but yeah, so big family in town. Again, here's another player that's entered.
Yeah, what the fuck
the
is going on? This is our...
It all comes together at some point, I promise.
This, we find out how all of these people are linked. It's through... So the man in the previous clip is Charles Mond, the owner of Charles Mond Toyota in Austin, Texas. Although Charles was the face of the company in commercials, it was his son Eric that ran it on a day-to-day basis. Eric Mond had previously hired Spear Tip Security to keep homeless people... off the car lot.
Oh, wow.
So he's working for them just for normal security stuff of the actual lot that they have. The security company had done such a good job chasing off vagrants that Eric figured that he could probably, they could probably help him with the little extortion problem he was having. So he called up Galad and gave him the mission. Impossible.
I need to find a rip-off Mission Impossible song for to play under this.
I mean, why does it have to be rip-off? It's for audio.
Yeah, that's true.
And Patreon.
Play the Limp Bizkit version. That's the best version of the song.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to have two arguments after the show this time?
I don't even remember it.
I think that song came out in 1997 as well.
Oh, yeah. So it was...
Con Air,
Face Off...
Mission
Princess
Impossible
Diana
song.
Dies.
Princess Diana.
Limp Bizkit.
Starship Troopers.
You got 3 out of 4 right. I am so fucking mad right now.
So he gave him the mission. We just love, you know, riling you up.
Gaslighting me?
Coop. Okay. Calm me down, Joel. Okay. Yeah. So Eric
he'll
Mon.
He'll be fine. We just have to find something about Nazis that happened in 97. Then all
then
of this
he'll be
will
like,
be over.
Oh, that happened, though.
No, trust me. I'll bring that up, too.
Eric Mon had gone to college in Tennessee and still had friends there. So sometime in 2020, he returned to Nashville to visit some old college buddies. And while there, he got himself a little action on the side. Oh. This is where Holly comes into the picture. He hired Holly's alter ego, Layla Love, for some bumping and grinding.
Look at that face.
I didn't expect that
for some
that
bumping
reaction.
And grinding while he was in town.
What else do you call it?
What else do you call it?
It's not making love, that's for damn sure.
Did he get a half and half? Did he get an HJ, BJ?
You don't like bumping and grinding?
No, God, I don't.
On the streets, why? That's what a half and half is called. It's like, hey, you down for a little bump and grind?
Bump and grind?
Yeah.
Bump and grind, I would. I feel like bumping and grinding feels like a nerd way to say it.
Well, if you're going to be...
Bump and grind, for a little bump and grind.
If you're going to be, like, accurate, if you're going to be, you know, vernacularly accurate, then...
This is a serious story. So bumping and grinding yeah, while he was in town. The only problem was that Eric had a wife and 2 children and, you know, a really successful, well-known Toyota
company
dealership. He also had a lot of money. This made him a prime target for some good old-fashioned blackmail.
Damn.
At least that's what Bill thought. Drunken mechanic thought, all right, who'd you go out with? Okay.
So when Bill caught wind of Holly's new client, he saw it as the perfect way to piss off his girlfriend. And there's no way to confirm that for sure, but, I mean, if he didn't have a problem with all the other times...
Why was it this time? Yeah, and it wasn't... Yeah. I think, but at this moment, they were really on again, off again. It was really tumultuous, so he was probably pissed about stuff he wouldn't normally be pissed about, right?
Yeah. So Bill approached Eric with an offer. Eric would pay Bill $25,000, and Bill wouldn't tell everyone that the legendary Eric Mond of Mond Toyota, which I'm sure all of us know about, was
I know.
A philanderer.
It's like acting like you're this huge...
Do you know who my father is?
Exactly. That's the beauty and ridiculousness of it, where they were just like, we are so huge. We cannot go down. It's like, dude, nobody fucking knows who you are.
I was going to say, do you guys actually know them?
No, I mean, I maybe have seen a commercial. Again, not so much anymore. But I guess back in the day, like 4 decades, it was the commercial that you're always like, oh, God, this guy. Everyone knew the fucking 59.9 or whatever the fuck it is, probably.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I think
a long time ago, not so much.
The Mond family ran in much higher social
circles.
They're
like the Slap Chop guy. Like the Slap Chop guy from our time.
Almost on that level. Almost.
You remember the Slap Chop guy? Hi, it's Vince with Slap Chop, and we're going to do this all day.
Nope.
No? Okay, never mind.
I remember cashing the check. We'll cash your personal check, and then we'll hold it till your payday. Love that one. Nailed it.
No, the Slap Chop guy, I think his name is Vinny something. Didn't,
yeah, he also did the ShamWow.
Yeah, ShamWow.
Okay,
ShamWow guy.
He went to prison
yeah.
for beating up a prostitute.
Yeah, bit a prostitute?
No, the prostitute bit his tongue off.
Yeah.
His tongue off?
Like...
Bit his face off.
Tongue.
Or his face...
No, just...
Off.
Oh, face off.
Was it 97?
Or was
God
it Con
damn
Air?
It, Joel. Yeah.
Or was it...
God damn it.
Okay.
Anyway.
It's getting good.
So not wanting to work for over, not wanting to fork over 25 grand and also not wanting to lose his wife, Eric stalled for some time while he consulted a professional.
Well, he shouldn't have fucking talked to this chick if he didn't want to lose his wife.
Joel, you know that's not
no,
how
but
this
listen,
works.
It would have been.
Not in these circles. This is the Mound family.
Seriously, like, he pays some money for discretion. Like, I'm sure he paid her a lot of money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he paid her a lot of money. She was professional, well known. So it's not like there's no reason for her to try and extort him, because she had a really good reputation and had been doing it for.
She's the best.
Well, she was the best at discretion. I'll tell you that.
And maybe in Nashville. And also, he did put a lot of money into this overall. So anyway, history buffs will be familiar with Operation Wrath of God. This was an assassination campaign carried out by the Mossad against surviving members of the Nazi Party after World War II.
There it is. I knew it.
It's like he finds a way to put in and Nazi Party.
This
was
the one time that you guys weren't going to force me to edit it out. Get it in there.
Only because I was out of town. I would have cut that shit out.
All right. So yeah, we all remember Operation Wrath of God because we're all such Nazi buffs.
Yeah,
and
was that in 1897 or something?
You could be a Jewish buff also.
Or 90, whatever.
Don't, yeah.
Yeah, I'll shut up.
Just, yeah.
Anyway, Glad saw that as inspiration for his plan to get Erich Mond out of hot water. No longer having the weight of the Israeli special forces backing him up, he turned to his connections in the world of private security. So he called up Adam Carey and Brian Brockway and offered them the job.
Brockway.
On the night of March 3rd, 2020, Bill and Holly were leaving Holly's apartment to go out for the night. So they're back on. And I think it's still unclear whether Holly knew about this extortion.
At this point, she didn't. He was using, from what I know, he was actually using her accounts to contact him.
To contact him and try and get the money. So she doesn't even know this is going on.
Yeah.
They're going out for the night. Bill and Holly were leaving Holly's apartment to go out for the night. Security cameras filmed them as they walked out of the front door and left the frame of the camera. Once off screen, a series of screams and gunshots were heard. Adam Carey and Brian Brockway had been waiting near Holly's white Acura and greeted them with a hail of gunfire as they got in the car.
Damn.
And this is actually on... we're not playing, but it's a... I think one of the only times that someone's like actual kidnapping and murder is caught, or kidnapping at least, is caught on camera and being able to be used in.
Yeah, right? did you send Joel the video?
Oh, where is it?
Oh, I thought you sent Joel the video. I left it out because it was kind of morbid.
Let's watch it. No? It's Patreon.
Yeah. It's just audio.
Yeah,
it is just audio. We'd have to look it up, though. I didn't leave a link in the notes.
Only for our guests, right?
Let's give
them a full experience.
If they were like good people, I'd say we shouldn't, out of respect to the victims.
Yeah. But they're dirt bags, just like we're reformed. Rehabilitated.
They weren't
a couple of 72-hour holds for these two.
Something else that should be noted is the security cameras that Holly set up. Before the fact, she had actually had one run-in with Adam Carey and Brian Brockway,
yes,
where they were at the door and she was on the phone with either one of her friends or I don't think it was the police, but she was actually barricading the door to make sure that these guys couldn't come in while they were like milling around right outside of her apartment.
Creepy. Stinky.
Or romantic, stinky, depending on how you look
creepy
at it. If they were holding up a boombox, it'd probably be a little bit more romantic.
So basically, sorry guys, but it is not on camera. It's just the audio of them going out. Gunshots are heard. She's screaming. He's screaming. Then he stops screaming and she slowly is like, you can kind of hear her, and then it drives away.
There's a recording somewhat describing
that. What kind of half and halves does she do?
Huh?
It sounds wild.
Apparently good enough to kill for.
No, this was her and Bill. Do you remember in the beginning when I said, maybe you don't say everything that pops? Sit a couple plays out, right? Maybe we go on the bench for a couple.
All right, I'll have some more
tequila. Come out when the coach puts you in. You know what I mean? So, after gunning their victims down, Adam and Brian drove Holly's car to a nearby construction site. Once there, they stuffed their bodies in the car and pushed it down on an embankment where it was later discovered by the construction worker. So they were actually in the car. Either Brian or Adam, we're not sure, got in the car and drove.
With the bodies in there.
With the bodies.
Sick.
And then there was on security cam from like CCTV, they were seeing, they saw a car going before and Holly's car following.
Yeah, you can see a green sedan.
So some sick fuck
green
is driving.
Sedan going first and then the Acura follows.
Some sick fuck or hitman or whatever with no feelings.
Agent 47.
Agent 47, Jimmy Green probably, was driving the car with the bodies in it to the location where they were going to push it down the hill.
Into the water.
So that it would hit the tree. I don't know what the end game they actually wanted, but hit a tree pretty close. I'm sure they probably wanted it to go further and not be found for a while, but
it was hard enough
tree.
That it actually it was hard enough that it set off the airbags, but if they were trying to stage a car accident, the way they put them in the car definitely didn't sell it.
Yeah.
Because they were both face down, ass up.
Yeah.
I can see the picture of the car in the
tree. Oh, yeah.
Can
you put that up?
I can put it up real quick. It looks like this. That's the next video we're going to play, but that's the car, right?
And I think I sent you a picture in the folder, too, where you can see it from the side.
Let me see.
And it's really, like, not... it's not really crashed that much. It's almost like... Remember the...
Yeah, I don't have a picture, other picture than that.
Case where they went through the guardrail?
No. I put it in there. In the folder.
Yeah, I'm in the folder. It's four photos. Whatever... Photo one didn't go. I have photo two, three, four, and five.
Oh, okay.
So that must
so that was the one. But it was almost like, remember the Plymouth? What was it?
It was a PT Cruiser.
PT Cruiser.
It went through the guardrail.
Yeah, but it was like barely even like the light was kind of broken. And she's fucking completely mangled,
At least this one set off the airbags.
Yeah. So, and it was against a tree, so whatever.
Yeah, but the position in the car.
If you see the picture of the car, it's not damaged or even crunched in the front enough to cause whatever damage was in there. So police
you mean
were
like a 500 bullet holes.
Well, that was later, but
well, that was hard to explain.
If it had been crashed even a little bit more than that, crunched up like them stuck, that may not, I mean, they would have found it, but you know what I mean? Or if it had lit on fire, probably like they wanted it to.
So if they actually set it on fire, that would have covered up
against
a decent
the tree,
amount of it.
But
they wouldn't have had a reason to actually look into it to see whether or not they were filled with multiple bottles.
Right. So police were able to get a warrant to tap the phones of Adam and Brian. Brian was caught on tape describing the crime to one of his associates. This is a clip of that phone call.
The way that Brian describes it is so fucking cold.
Yeah.
Some of the problems that we ran into last night, we had a take them at the same time, dude. She wound up still breathing. And he finished it in the back seat.
Damn.
And you got my respect. I totally got my respect for that.
You totally got my respect for that.
That is...
Well, this is some hitman.
Professionals.
They're professional hitmen.
I gotta take her outside. She's about to shit herself.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. I might try and find the audio then.
At this point, enough evidence had been gathered to arrest Brian Brockway and Adam Carey. Now police had to link them to Eric Mound, which is going to be hard because that Mound family, they've got good fucking lawyers.
Yep, and money.
Luckily for them, Eric helped them out by leaving a 5-star review for Speartip Security on their website, which read, Speartip is very professional and on top of it. They get the job done in an expedited time. I dare say a handful of days. Well, couldn't imagine using anybody else.
But I'm wondering if there's certain keywords in here. Because, like, if you want to find a hitman, how hard is... I mean, it's got to be so hard. Because, like, you can't proposition somebody that's not going to do it because, by the way,
then they're going to roll over on you.
So...
J Jesse, hit me up.
Are there certain?
I'll do it right now.
You also don't advertise it like that. If there's anyone that's just flat out saying, yes, like, "Hey man, I'll kill somebody for $5,000,"
Joel@crimecorner.com. I'll kill anyone for you.
Narc, don't do it, guys. He records everything. So
I knew you were a cop.
I'm wondering if there's certain keywords in here that, like, if you're looking, do you know what I mean? Because it's such a weird review to leave on somebody's, like, to not just say, like, he took care of us, like, we felt safe, whatever.
I would
got the job done in an expedited time. Couldn't imagine using anyone else. So didn't say with the job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, didn't. Well, also considering what he officially hired Speartip for was to just get rid of homeless people.
How's this even a fucking real story? We're hiring
Hitman?
Thank
you. Right? Thank you. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
This happens. This is why I'm like, okay, now is this some underground thing that in the reviews for security, is there certain things that you can say that will tip people off to, like,
they're
fucking cool.
Hitman.
They're cool. And they do it and they don't snitch or whatever.
Right, right, right.
So
I don't honestly, I don't think it could be that deep, because even, like, it's a well-known thing. If you go on the dark web and you find a website that's advertising hitmen, that's not where you go to get a hitman. It's either a trap or a joke.
Asking for a friend, where do you go?
That you go to friends that were in the military, or you go to somebody from the Mossad. You find anybody who was part of the Mossad, you get in good with them.
I'm just telling you,
they're
going to
point you in the right direction.
From every episode we've done where someone's hired someone, it never, ever, ever, ever works out good. There's always ends up eventually being a recording in the car and the exchanging of money and the cops fucking it coming. So
those are only the ones where they got caught, though. How many are happening that no one knows? It could be millions.
I could guarantee that.
No, dude, I don't live in that world.
I could guarantee the three of us in this room knows exactly who they would go to if they wanted to figure out how to get somebody killed.
You know what, honestly?
Jesse.
Joel.
Yeah, me.
Joel?
Oh, to get someone. Like, if you wanted me to give you a referral and not say shit, yeah, it'd be me. I'm not going to kill.
Okay. Like, actually, somebody doing the job, yeah, I'd go to Joel.
Joel.
I mean, he's a man.
Yeah, but for someone to tell you how to totally cover it up, get away with it, cover all your tracks, me.
I don't need to get away with it. I'll do it. You know I won't rat. Just pay me enough so that my wife is good to go.
Yeah, well, it's usually...
I'll kill a motherfucker for $1 million.
It's usually $5,000,
million,
right?
$1 million? Who do you think we're assassinating? JFK?
Yeah,
well, that's what I mean. You got to pay me well.
It's
if you want the job done wrong, you got to pay me $1 million.
If we want a foreign dictator assassinated, I'll hit you up.
Listen, it's usually we said, too, like, why is the going rate $5,000?
Is
right?
it $5,000?
It's always $5,000. If you want someone that, like, has never done it before, professional hitman, that's a different story. But, like, if you're getting the handyman that needs some cash to do it.
To be a professional, you have to be paid for it at least once.
It's always $5,000. But anyway, go ahead.
Allegedly.
Brian Brockway. I don't kiss and tell.
Brian Brockway also strangely left a review for the company praising them for their professionalism. And it was literally right underneath Eric's review for the company, which doesn't make sense to me because Brian was working for the company. What's he praising them for?
Those are code words. It has to be.
You think so?
It has to be.
How?
Adam,
that sounds so dumb to leave a review after they killed someone for you. It's just too connected too much.
It's because they wanted, it was part of like the deal, but you got to do this. Like, I want my company to actually get business, right?
We'll kill for you as long as you promote our company.
And pay a shit ton of money, Joel. We'll get into it. Shut the fuck up for one
How
second.
How much did they pay?
It's like
a lot,
independent
dude.
Film job. It's like, look, you're not going to be making very much this time, but I promise I'm going to spread your name around and I'll get you more work.
By the way, they got paid way too much for the shoddy job they did. Anyway, Adam, man. Brian, and Galad were all arrested on the same day. But police didn't have enough evidence to bring down Eric Mond of the legendary Mond Car Syndicate, so they approached Galad and bluntly told him he could either spend life in prison or give them the info they needed to arrest Eric Mond. Galad agreed to call Eric to discuss the murders and get a confession out of him.
Damn.
Waited one to say one thing. I sent you first a picture of all three of them together, I think. Did I?
Let me see.
Or at least, like, the Galad dude, what he looks like, because we saw the other ones.
I've got one dude in prison. That's the only other
yeah,
photo.
So let's see what the Galad dude looks like. And
Galad's
then we
jawline?
What?
I know. His jawline? Holy shit.
Scary motherfucker.
Yeah.
The other guys we saw on the security video.
Yeah, that's Galad right there.
Owner of Spear Tip.
Spear Tip.
Very professional. They get the job done. In a timely manner. I mean, please.
Looking to get rid of some homeless people or get some whore killed.
Exactly.
You know where to go.
Okay, right so here. Then we'll play now the link where Galad turns and calls Eric to try and get the final piece. And by the way, the review after this of your security should be narky nark, snitchy snitch.
One of the shooters in Nashville.
This is Galad talking to Eric.
He found out that you were the client that paid for this, for the job.
Mm-hmm. I'll pay the guy $25,000, but I think it needs to go away after that.
So we need to take care of him?
He did a solid for me, and I appreciate it for that. But I just want to make sure it's, you know, in 6 months down the road, he's not going to pop back up. Honestly, I think I'd rather take care of it permanently, and then I'll just run $150 through Spear Tip. Like we did last time.
Do you think that job that they did was worth $150,000? Shoot up some people and send them a little bit down to kind of crash into a tree and get it on camera everywhere? These are first-time hitmen.
It's their first time?
It has to be. They have never done this before.
And also, guess what? It cost him $700,000 from start to finish.
For all this shit.
And when he's referencing making sure that this doesn't pop up 6 months down the line.
We know what he means,
he's
right?
He's insinuating, like, if this guy's going to talk, just go ahead and kill him too, and I'll give you
another $150,000. Well, he goes, pay him. Or he's like, I'll pay $25,000, but not to him. It'll be to you.
If it takes care of it permanently.
To take care of it. So initially, police were unsure of how closely Eric was involved in the murders. They thought there was a possibility that he was unaware that Speartip Security had killed the people who were extorting him. The call between Eric and Galad cleared that up in a big way. Eric Mon was arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit murder. In the end, all four men were tried and convicted for their crimes. Adam Carey, Brian Brockway, and Galad Paled were all found guilty of murder for hire and conspiracy to commit kidnapping.
Damn!
Eric Mond was found guilty of conspiracy to commit murder, but not guilty of kidnapping, obviously, resulting in death. As of 2023, all four men are serving life sentences. So even Galad taking a deal... It was the police told him, like, look, you can either serve life in prison or you can do this for us. We'll tell the judge that you helped, you cooperated, and it would be up to the judge solely to sentence you. It's not going to be set in stone, like, you know, along with the charges. And of course, the judge was like, fuck you, right?
Holy shit.
So this case is just a little bit. It's so Austin. Like, these motherfuckers thinking that they're nationwide, well-known, richest people ever, right? Everyone knows them. They're the biggest thing. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And that, like, you know, it's such a big corp, so big that him hiring an escort would take the entire thing down. Do you know what I mean? So that you would have to spend $700,000 to try and get rid of the escort, her drunk mechanic boyfriend, and then
do you think
some
did
random
it just so his
dude.
Wife wouldn't find out?
So he says, and so everyone thought, where it was like,
douche.
According to everyone else, it was one indiscretion. I don't believe that.
It's got to be the case, because otherwise, why? How much money was this guy making that $700,000 wasn't a a big thing for him to drop as opposed to going
So he was running the day-to-day, and where they found the money going through was from Mond. So from, like, the accounts of Toyota going out, where he was probably going to hide it as something, you know, paying somebody for some job or whatever. There's just so much cash in and out, right? Money in and out.
Yeah, and like,
that he's able to put
what
that
sort
here.
Of, what sort of blowback was he trying to avoid that it was easier
I
for him
it
to
must be
spend
the wife.
Almost a...
It must be the wife and kids.
She must have been willing to take him to the bank because $700,000 and two people being...
That where he really didn't want to lose. He didn't want to lose his wife and kids, and he was so fucked up from being a Mond that he felt like... This is the problem, too, raising your kids with fucking money and privilege and all this shit, is that they feel like, oh, I can just take care of this with money.
Right.
As opposed
right,
to being
right,
like,
right.
Hey, I fucking made a mistake. How do I deal with this in the correct way? Take my lumps, whatever it is. It was just like, throw money at these first-time jabrons that are like, yeah, we got it. We'll just shoot them outside their house, caught on video. Drive him through every CCTV we can find, and then a little bit, just kind of push him a little bit in neutral. The cops found the fucking car in neutral. They found the bodies not even mangled in any other way than being shot. Worst hitmen in the world, by the
way. Seriously.
Yeah, I could do better.
And also, Mon Toyota fucking sucks.
And what happened to that company now? Are they
Again,
all done?
We haven't seen their commercials for a long time.
I imagine it's still got to be going strong. You can't take down the Mon family just by one son going rogue.
No, they still have the dad. They still have a whole other people to be like, well,
the son,
that was him.
So wait, who owned the assassin company?
That was GLAAD.
Bro, what?
Okay. I was going to say, like, how did he find it?
Find what?
Like, how did he find an assassin company?
So GLAAD had moved to Austin with his wife to try and start a security company. He got hooked up with Eric, and Eric wanted him to deal with the homeless and just kind of be general.
So it led to like
security.
Oh,
and then, as you do, you know, if you have a handyman that works around that seems a little, you can be like, hey, man, you're already on my payroll. What do you think about killing somebody?
You fixed my fence. Why don't you go ahead and...
Yeah, you're pretty good at fixing that
fix
fence.
My
you
life.
Don't seem to be documented.
You're
what do you
with
feel?
A beat my wife to death.
What do you feel about a cash?
Cash gig.
And by the way, it's fucked up because all these people in the story are pretty desperate. This GLAAD guy needs the fucking money. Everyone in it needs the fucking money.
Desperate? So that was going to be my big take from this.
In a way. I mean, they're trying to start their companies. They're not making a shit ton. They need money, right?
Yeah.
As everyone does.
Yeah.
They're not like rich people killing rich people for other rich people, right?
I just don't see like one good person in the entire story. That's the problem I have. I'm like, I don't really care about any of these people. Like, I don't mind that they died.
Bill had a real fucked up childhood, but then he also...
He's a bitch.
He liked to fucking punch his ladies.
Yeah, you don't do that.
And then Holly was... By all accounts, I would say Holly was probably the best person.
She might be the best.
The
I think she was the most innocent.
Very nice. Everyone loved her. There wasn't anything.
She was
and
open
even
about
being,
her little naughty sexual adventures.
Even being an escort, it's like, dude, at a certain point.
If she was hiding it, that wouldn't be cool. But she's open about it. That's all good. I'm good with that.
Okay.
So, okay, she's the only one.
She's the...
I'll give it to her.
Yeah.
Maybe I can get a half and half from her corpse later. Nailed it.
Listen, bro, you have been on a plane too long. You are fucking losing your mind right now, dude. My God. You know what you may be able to get?
From her corpse?
So it's what? It's half and half. So it's HJ, BJ, half and half. What do you think it costs for like a prolapse?
That's going to be a lot extra.
$150,000 maybe, huh?
Roughly
about the same to kill someone, do you think?
How do you prolapse something that's already prolapsed?
I don't even know what
that
means. A good night.
I think Buddha said that once.
Yeah. How do you prolapse an already prolapsed?
What is the sound of one man prolapsing?
If a prolapse comes out in the forest and nobody's there.
Does it? Is it
Did
really
it
a bro?
Do I still get a bomb? Sweet. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.